Money Talk.
This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India's trade performance amidst global uncertainty. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Money Talk. Well, the World Trade Policy Uncertainty Index doubled to an average of 478 for the quarter of January to March 2025, compared to the previous quarter of 237 for October to December 2024. Well, we would be guessing this is primarily due to developments in trade and tariff-related policies across multiple countries. And in the light of these constant changes, the Trade Watch January to March Quarter 4 FY25 report by the Niti Aayog released recently gives us deeper insights into tracking these changes and tracking India's trade all over. Well, before I make you meet our guest for this evening, let's take a quick listen to this report.
Niti Aayog released the fourth edition of Trade Watch Quarterly Q4 Financial Year 2025 yesterday in the National Capital. The latest edition, covering the period from January to March 2025, presents an overview of key developments in India's external sector amidst evolving global trade dynamics. It highlights emerging trends, opportunities and challenges shaping India's trade landscape. It also offers a data-driven, comprehensive and timely analysis of India's merchandise and services trade while highlighting sectoral trends and policies. During Quarter 4 of financial year 2025, India's trade performance remained steady with total trade of $441 billion, up 2.2% year-on-year. The thematic focus of this edition on India's leather and footwear industry sheds light on a sector rich in heritage, employment potential and export promise. The sector employs 4.4 million people and contributes significantly to exports. India exported $5.5 billion worth of leather and footwear in 2024. India's total trade in financial year 2025 stood at $1.73 trillion US dollars, growing by 6% compared to last year. Exports were at $823 billion, while imports touched $908 billion. On a positive note, India's services exports hit a record high of $387.5 billion, growing by over 13%. These exports were led by IT services, telecom, and business services. This also helped generate a $53 billion surplus in services trade for Quarter 4. Between 2020 and 24, India's overall exports grew at 10% annually, outpacing the world import CAGR of 6%. Key areas driving this growth include electronics, machinery, and chemicals, which indicates that India's exports are becoming more sophisticated. Niti Aayog made some key recommendations also. Strengthening skilling and apprenticeships training, promotion of R&D and innovation in design and production, supporting MSMEs by creating industrial clusters and plug-and-play parks. India's trade performance this quarter reflects a dynamic recalibration in response to shifting global currents. As international trade grapples with volatility, from geopolitical tensions to evolving tariff regimes, India continues to navigate these complexities with agility and purpose. With Aniket Gautam's report, this is Deeksha Saxena, News Desk.
Good evening, Mr. Bhattacharjee, and thank you so much for joining us on Money Talk today.
Happy to be here, Niharika.
So, you know, this report, well, it really gives us a lot of guidance and it gives us deeper insight into India's exports and imports and where we are at in terms of global trade. Now, to begin with, India's total trade in FY25 stood at $1.73 trillion. And there's been a 6% year-on-year growth. And apart from that, services exports has emerged as one of the heroes. So do you want to quickly deconstruct these facts and figures for us?
One of the things that's important is to recognize that this is a quarterly report. It's a solid publication which the Niti Aayog comes out with and has been coming out with every quarter. And this report that we are talking about typically looks at the period January to March of FY25, which also means that this is actually looking back. To take your point, what you're talking about the services sector export as well as about our merchandise exports, the overall numbers, so therefore, will be something which is not exactly part of the trade watch. But when we talk about trade, obviously, the overall numbers are something that we shall be looking into. So those are the forward numbers, not part of the trade watch. That's a disclaimer that we need to have. Our services exports has been booming. In fact, a data which is often not associated with the services sector, but it is a data which comes out separately, which is called the Purchasing Managers Index, the PMI, which is released by Market and HSBC's joint product, has been showing that in this year, the services sector in India has been performing extraordinarily well. And when we say it's doing extraordinarily well, we obviously understand that a large part of that performance is related to performance of the sector which is looking outward, because most of our value-added services sector looks outward, whether we talk of in terms of the global capability centers that have been set up, of which we are becoming the world's largest base, and that's a very significant development, or whether we look about other services that we are now providing more and more across the world. These are all outward looking. It doesn't come to us as a surprise about the data on services being so robust, because that's exactly what not just the trade data shows, but also, as I said, the services Purchasing Managers Index and others are also showing the same tendency.
Absolutely. And I think it was so important to let our listeners know that this is not a one-off publication. Rather, it's a report that comes out every quarter. Now, speaking of the other areas that the report mentions, so India's overall exports grew at 10% compounded annual growth rate between 2020 to 2024. And there have been emerging sectors like aerospace, which is 44% CAGR, and electronics, that is also highlighting India's evolving export sophistication. On the other hand, the merchandise exports have been declining slightly, especially the demand for mineral fuels has been falling. So any comments on that?
When we look at manufacturing or the goods sector, there is an interesting change that's happening in our trade composition. This report looks at, essentially gives a deep dive into global leather and footwear export. But taking on the issues that you talked about, our export basket of goods is now changing, and changing in the way that we are now getting into more value-added areas. So, for instance, electronics, which was not something that we had sizable or a significant presence till 2020 or 2021, now is our second largest export. That's very significant. Exports of iPhones from India is now second only to China. Now, that is a significant value add that has happened in the Indian export basket. Similarly, our engineering exports have become a very strong component of our total export basket. We were, as you would know, till about a decade ago, our exports was largely dominated by, as you said, agricultural goods, gems and jewelry, low value textiles, and of course, minerals, iron ore, and all this sort of stuff. From now, however, we have shifted to engineering exports, and that means there is a significant value addition that's happening within the Indian economy, which captures the capacity, which provides larger employment to people, and then therefore creates the advantage which we get by exporting those products to the rest of the world. India is the world's largest exporter of generic drugs. Just to USA, we export about $9 billion annually. Now, that's phenomenal. In fact, it will not be wrong to say that the US medical market, both Medicare and Medicaid, depends hugely on the pharmaceutical products that are exported from India.
Well, I'm glad you also spoke about the leather and footwear industry very briefly, although you mentioned it. Now, moving on from this basket of goods to the thematic analysis that has been the focus of this report, which is the leather and footwear industry. This industry exported $5.5 billion in 2024. And there are lots of layers to this figure as well, right? So can you give us deeper insight into that?
Leather exports or leather products exports is something on which India has always been, historically also, India has been a large market for producing these products. This is something that we have, however, historically had not really built on. This was something, however, that is very, very useful for sectors like MSME, because leather products, typically, leather and the larger basket of footwear, which it is not necessarily leather, which is about stood at 5.5 billion in 2024, but it is still something whose potential is yet to be realized. Why do I say so? because while that number 5.5 billion may look impressive, it is, as the report itself points out, just 1.8% of the global trade. That means about $300 billion. So that is where we can target in terms of our export potential. We tend to be very restricted in terms of the fact that when we are even in leather, when we are exporting, we are exporting only shoe uppers. That part we haven't been able to capture. Our leather manufacturing enterprises concentrated in only few areas are heavily MSME dependent, which is good in a way, but it is also very fragmented. As a result, their ability to track the global market and to be able to catch the value add from this export is limited because their financial muscle is definitely very weak. So given all that sort of stuff, what we find is that the leather exports is something that we have tremendous capacity in. If you look at the footwear exports, then of course we have even larger capacity that we can export, we can actually build on. And that's something where our capacity building will also help us impact employment within the country. Because as you can see, MSME sector, where these products basically emerge from. And for those products, it makes immediately benefit for the economy.
Absolutely. And I think the report also rightly mentions, so, you know, just to add to what you said, that strength, skilling and technology adaptation are two very big things that we need to look at in order to, you know, get our exports up to the mark in this area. Anyways, now that we've spoken about exports, I believe we also should be discussing imports, which is again a significant part of this report. So one very important finding has been that UAE has overtaken Russia as the source of imports for India. And a possible reason for that could be the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that was expected because primarily for lots of reasons. UAE is essentially a market. It's a large market economy. It is also situated very strategically close to India. So for countries, as you just said, Russia and others, for them, it becomes easy for UAE to capture the market from Russia, to capture the products from Russia, and then transship it to India. You know, it's something which, if we look at historically, India used to do this role. So across India, there used to be lots of places where textiles or jewelry would be produced. For instance, Hyderabad was a great place. Then there was southern states like further down states like Tamil Nadu and other places, which would be great places for production. Many of those products would land up in the Delhi-Agra region during the pre-industrial revolution period. And from this market, products would then fan out to entire Central Asia and even Europe using the land route. Why? Because the Delhi-Agra region was a very good, sophisticated market where merchants could do the value add, packaging, negotiating with the traders, dealing with several types of currencies. Because remember, in those days also, there were lots of types of currencies, taking on trade risks and so on. And then parceling, pricing the product and sending it across. UAE is doing that similar sort of a role vis-a-vis the Indian market. And this is where UAE's functionality is a very powerful magnet for serving the Indian market, and one is not surprised that the Comprehensive Economic Partnership that India and the UAE have signed will lead to further and further development of this sort of a trading relationship.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Bhattacharji. That's our cue. Time is asking us to exit the conversation and we must do so now. I would have loved to go on. It's always a pleasure being in conversation with you, but perhaps some other time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on India's trade performance amidst global uncertainty. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-940-44.
Money Talk.